Welcome, citizens. You're listening to New Amsterdam Radio, the podcast for creatives. Here, thinkers and doers always have a key to the city. The mayor is in, so office hours start now.
Welcome, citizens. Another week, another chance to attack your projects. It is New Amsterdam Radio, the podcast for creatives. Global voice, the mayor. Hanging out in the mayor's office, looking around the mayor's office. I should probably straighten this thing up, you know. Spring cleaning, I was all about that, but somehow summer schedules have led me to believe that I've been focusing a bit too much on the project in hand and not so much on self. And self is not only just a mind, body, and soul, it is your workspace. And my guest this week, Daniel Vols, was going to talk to us all about that because he takes the word strength and applies it to many different things, his podcast and his outlook on life. Before I get into that, there is some housekeeping involved. I'm on that Threads. I don't know if you guys know about this. I'm on Threads at Flobito. That Threads, I guess. That's my personal one. It's the same as my Instagram. And the show is not on Threads, New Amsterdam, quite yet. But if you want to check out content over at New Amsterdam, at New Amsterdam on Instagram, every Thursday when an episode drops, we put a bit of a clip, a snippet, if you will, of the guest that you want to be able to check out. A little bit of a preview available on the Instagram, newamsterdam.com. That's KNAWAmsterdam.com. And this year, two things I've always felt like I have to share with you guys. Proud sponsors of the Orlando Aces Florida Grid Team. Went out there, had their first victory. They're in the post-training aspect now, making sure they're sharp for the next matchup. I'm trying to find a way to get out there at some point. But if you're in Florida, you're in the Florida area, and you want to check out Florida Grid League, make sure you support the Orlando Aces. This show and the network are proud sponsors for them. But it's the only thing I know I got myself a direct ticket for because I'm a sponsor. But if you're looking for tickets to the best events all over the planet, including the United States of A, I use SeatGeek. In fact, I'm heading out to Houston in a couple weeks to check out the Houston Astros as part of my all 30 MLB ballpark run, the ballpark chase, if you will. And I use SeatGeek to find the best seats in the house, and you can too. Use promo code FLOBITO, that's FLOBITO, for $20 off your first order. In fact, my friend just used it the other day, said it came through in the clutch when trying to find Dodger tickets here in Los Angeles. SeatGeek, use promo code FLOBITO, and you're going to have yourselves a grand old time. But speaking of grand old time, here is my chat with strength professional Daniel Vols. Welcome, citizens. New Amsterdam Radio is back. Football voice, the mayor in the mayor's office. And well, even though I walked past the mirror to get to this recording saying, I got to hit the gym, my guest does it all the dang time. We're talking about someone who helps people train and also helps them with the mental state as well. Please welcome Daniel Vols to the show. What's going on, Daniel?
Not much. It's good to be here. Something I've looked forward to for a while now, and I'm just happy to be amongst one of the, I would say, you know, both of us have pretty well-established podcasts. Neither of us have like the Joe Rogan Experience, you know, level podcast, but I still think we're pretty, you know, into the world of the podcast at this point. So it's pretty cool to get to talk to another, you know, former podcast establishment of the world, if you will.
Yeah, I always tell people that Joe Rogan has this Spotify deal where I'm just on Spotify, but right. I hear you, man. We were talking about this before you went live, that you are recording from Louisville, Kentucky. Are you a Louisville original, or did you move out there?
Yeah, I'm here. I've been here. It's, you know, it's my hometown. I've actually thought about moving to different places. I'm kind of a crazy idea kind of person. Right. I didn't do the move, but it's still something to where it's not out of the question for me. I thought maybe I would move to LA for a while. And I thought maybe I'd go down to Texas for a while, but still here. So, you know, we got to rep the city, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Have I been to Kentucky? I guess I've been to Covington, which is on the border. I'm not sure if that counts. Does that count?
That counts. I went to a school right up around there at Northern Kentucky. So.
All right, cool. I went to school with a guy, his name was Brian, and I loved it because, like, at the time, this doesn't exist anymore, but the Kentucky license plates were like, Kentucky, it's that friendly. And I was like, wait a minute. What friendly level is that? I want to be surly. I want to be impolite. But let's get into the nitty gritty. So we talk about creatives and what it means to be creative, but your space is something completely unique. And so I always ask my guests sometimes, if you're at a party, how would you describe exactly what you do? How do you prioritize your slashes?
Well, I would say I've been thinking about this because, like I said, I've listened to so many of your podcasts and I've listened to your guests give their responses. And it's actually funny you mention that because a few months ago I was talking to, not at a party. It was actually, weirdly enough, it was at my mom's, I don't know what you call it, post-funeral get-together. And, okay, you know, we were just kind of like, everyone's talking and I'm just like, I think I'm a little bit unique, and not like in a I'm special way, but, or I'm better way, but in like this way that my mind and my wants in life are a little bit different than everybody. So as weird as it sounds, like, I don't think I could put like a one word on it other than just like unique. I think that might be it. Like, I'm so spread and like interest. I love fitness, but also love, you know, things like Harry Potter and Star Wars. And I love, you know, motivational stuff. I love wrestling, which I know is one of your things too. Yeah. So I just have so many things. I feel like I can't even put down like, this is what I do, or even this is what I'm interested in.
Sidebar, what's your wizarding house, if you don't mind me asking?
I want to say it was Hufflepuff.
Well, I guess no one's perfect. I'm just kidding. Ravenclaw, baby. Yeah, that's cool because, you know, a lot of us who are individuals, creatives, we already have our own independent blueprints, our own tapestries, our own mosaics. But what drew me to having you on the show is that you, on the surface, it seems, because there's a whole another nerdy level, which we'll get to in a second, has devoted your life to fitness, whether it's training yourself or there's training others. When did you realize that was a path you wanted to pursue?
It's kind of been a buildup, a culmination of different things throughout my life. Actually, whenever I was a little bit younger, my brother got into it. He was getting fit, getting, slimming down a little bit for his wedding. So he started going to a trainer. He bought some weights for the house. I was like, you know, I've always been thin. I've always been, you know, especially as a kid, being more skinny, more, you know, less developed than I am now. I was always interested in like, how can I get bigger a little bit, you know, because I felt like I was pretty athletic, but I didn't have like the body for it. So my brother got into it. And then a little bit later, you know, getting into high school, I got my own weights. I started lifting more, you know, in the basement, in my room. you know how that goes. I got influenced by Arnold Schwarzenegger through what's the documentary? Pumping Iron. So I watched that like 50 times a day in college, you know, before I would go work out, during my workout, after my workout, before bed. You know, I would just get ingrained in this almost like it's me versus not the world, but it's like it's me versus, I guess, even at some level myself. Like, I have to like continue to get better. And yeah, at that point, I was going to college for exercise science, which was a definitely an interesting time in my life, I think. You know, mm-hmm. I got into college with athletic training as my background, which I really just wanted to do something with athletics, with training, with exercise, with something like that. I really didn't know. That was one of my biggest things. Like, going in, I had no idea kind of what I wanted to do.
Sure.
But I saw exercise science. That was a little bit more actually along the medical side of things, at least in the school that I went to. So it really wasn't for me as far as like, how can I utilize this major? It was more as like, how can I utilize a portion of this information that I did learn and then take that on to other, you know, chapters of my life. So I got out of college. I did a strength conditioning internship which I thought was a really great experience. Whenever you get out of school, you know, for people listening to this or maybe be in school or haven't graduated college or whatever yet, you may feel like, oh my gosh, I just took a ton of tests, read a ton of books. But when you get out into the real world and people that actually have been doing it start, you know, showing you things, it's like, wow, I don't know anything. That's how I felt, at least. And I was like, I need to grasp as much information and knowledge from this person as I can that I was, you know, doing the internship under. And he was a really great leader. You know, he was pretty young still, so very relatable. And it was more than just like the X's and O's of it too. It was more, it was also like, how can I lead people? How can I present myself to people to show them the side that benefits them the most? Because that's another, like, you can try to be the coach or the trainer that yells at people, screams at people, but you're not going to get through that way mostly. So that was just a really great experience. I'm kind of like going through a whole bunch of stuff, but kind of how I got to where I am today is I did that. And then I got into, when COVID hit, actually, I did my own personal gym, and I was like looking for somewhere to work out, as well, what it started off as. So I was like, I'll just get some gym equipment. I'm lucky enough to have a space that I can build that out. And my dad was like, since you're doing that, why don't you train people too there? It's, you know, a good opportunity to kind of have a gym that pays for itself and maybe more. So I did try that. It didn't work out, maybe probably mostly on my end as far as the marketing and the pushing goes. I enjoyed working with the people that I worked with, but it just, once again, it wasn't quite for me the same way that the strength conditioning field wasn't for me. And then almost along the same timeline, I started the podcast, didn't get deep into it as I am now. But once I started that, I just thought, I love fitness, but I think what I love even more than training is talking to other people who train hard and what I can learn from them. So that's kind of where, how I got to where I am today with the podcast.
So taking a step back, even deciding to do all that, even deciding to say, hey, look, I'm going to even go to school. I'm going to go to Northern Kentucky University and study that. Were people on board? Or was like, oh, yeah, it's totally great? Or was it kind of like, no, get a real job? What was the network, your those family and friends were saying, and decided this is my path?
Well, my family is, my dad has been an entrepreneur for over 40 years. He has his own business, built that. He has a lawn and landscape business. So when you say get a real job, he has said that people have, you know, people have told him 20, 30 years ago, that's like one of his least favorite sayings is like, get a real job, you know, because lawn and landscape is almost seen in a little bit of the same light as personal training, right? It's like, okay to do on the side. It's okay to do to get a little side income or to, while you're going to school or X, Y, Z, but it's not seen as a professional industry. It's not seen as like a long-term career. And so he's always been supportive of me of whatever I've wanted to do, as long as I'm truly doing it and truly putting, you know, my time, my effort, my hours into making it something that is a quote real job, something that is sustainable. So, you know, my mom, the same way, she's supported my decision to do what I wanted to do in terms of my degree, because in a lot of ways, I feel like it was my opportunity to kind of show, not just show them, but like prove to them and prove to maybe myself as well, that like I can do this, whatever this is that I want to do. I can go away and survive on my own. And I don't know if you, I can't remember if I actually put it into the show notes or anything at all, but being legally blind, you know, for technical, I guess for a long time now, but you know, getting into the real world and not being able to do certain things, at least to the same capacity as other people, I think they might've had some fear, but that was like part of what I wanted to do, is to prove to them and to myself, like, hey, I can go do this. I can handle it. You don't have to worry. So they've always been supportive, but they've also, you know, as any parent would for any child, they also probably not worry, but think about it, you know, are they going to be okay in what they're doing? Because it's not the traditional route.
Yeah. That's something you did put in the show notes about you being legally blind. That has its own set of challenges. And I want to talk to you about that, because that to me is so fascinating. But just for clarification's sake, the period of your life post the personal training not working out and you deciding to launch the Weight Room podcast, what was going through your mind, the mental state? You had a business thing, you were the face of a brand that didn't quite work out. What was going through your mind about the next step, the pivot, if you will?
I think it was mostly like, You say I was the face of a brand, but I feel like I didn't even reach the point to where I was a brand yet. So it was more of like, I don't want to say it collapsed before it started, but like I'd pivoted before I got too deep, I guess you want to say, before I, you know, like there's always that point in any investment to where you can lose and lose, but at what point are you going to continue losing before you're just like, okay, we need to get out. The ship is sinking. So I feel like I got out before the ship really sank on that. And I was still able to, because I had told a lot of people like, hey, I'm doing this. I have it, you know, have a gym. If people want to work out, let me know. We can hook them up, stuff like that. So I created this fitness brand for myself, I guess. Like, hey, I'm in fitness. And so I kind of just pivoted that and redirected that towards more of an entertainment and podcast side of things.
That's fair enough. And so the podcast, the Weight Room podcast, during COVID lockdown, a lot of people thought about doing a show. A lot of people thought about doing content. You did it and you're sticking with it. So what was that journey like for you, having the idea, executing the idea, and finding ways to maintain that idea throughout?
I think for me, it was just about like, how can I do something during this time? Like, I'm not a, for a long-term period, at least, I'm not a sit around or a wait on whatever to happen kind of thing. And so I just needed a project. And I was like, I had so many ideas. The first one was going to be more strictly like a newsletter kind of thing, and maybe with the website. And then I was like, you know, maybe I can do this, maybe I can do that. And I landed on the podcast because actually my best friend, we have always been very creative together, and we did not a full podcast. We did like an episode once, and I really enjoyed it. I just really liked talking about, it was about just kind of current affairs, sports, things like that. And I really was like, that's something that I feel like, it may not be breaking news, it may not be the biggest thing ever, but I enjoyed it. And maybe somebody else out there will be like, oh, I kind of get that perspective. Let me tune into this. So I kind of took that same energy into this podcast and was like, you know, looking back at the first probably 10 or 15 episodes, there weren't any guests.
Right.
Actually, I think we had one guest, really, really great guy. But it was just me and then some of my sister as well. And so after that, I kind of like started to get a little bit of imposter syndrome talking and trying to educate people when, even though I was educated, I didn't have great experience in the field. So I was like, how can I learn about health and fitness while also teaching others? And I was like, I need to get people on the podcast. I need to, you know, there was such a broad range of people at the beginning. It's kind of filtered down into more of a niche right now, but I'm never going to limit, you know, the conversations that I have. So just because I'm talking more about, you know, the sport of bodybuilding right now, I'm never going to feel like that's all I can talk about, even if the audience grows more in that direction. But just with the creativity side of it, I think always being willing to talk to anybody, whether you have 100 followers or, you know, a million followers, it doesn't matter. That's how I find my guests, is mostly through Instagram. And if I think you're an interesting person who has some sort of value to add to another person's life, yeah, then we'll have a conversation. So I think just creativity almost isn't even an issue when it comes to the podcast, because everybody has a different life experience. And I think people can benefit from hearing about it.
What's been the best part about the Weight Room, you think?
The conversations, really. I mean, it's crazy when I think about, like, I'm such an introverted person. I wouldn't walk up to somebody and start a conversation, but I love podcasts because it's two people who agree to have a conversation beforehand and we sit down and they're like, we're going to pay attention to each other.
Yeah.
But I think that's been the coolest part, and the connections, the people you meet along the way, opportunities that I've gotten from the podcast, from being sponsored to getting to travel, you know, with that sponsorship money to different locations, to different events. To me, it's all been just an adventure and a crazy journey that I never, 3 years ago when I started this thing, I never thought like, oh, this is going to be the outcome or the part of the outcome of this thing.
You had touched upon your physical limitation, that you are legally blind. Does that play a role into your branding and how you're able to travel and how you're able to promote the show? Or is this kind of like, oh, you know what? Table stakes. I was going to make it happen no matter what.
It's funny. You know, it doesn't play a role in my brand. Maybe it should. I feel like I could definitely capitalize that from like a unique perspective sort of way and maybe get, maybe add something to fitness from that perspective. That isn't my current push, but in terms of like what I do, how I do things, definitely, you know, it does play a role in some planning. It does play a role. Like, I can't necessarily do things all by myself, or I can't do them cost effectively all by myself, you know, the same way that if I had some help, and I definitely do have help. I have people that help me out that, like, I can't drive, so that people that can drive me around if I need to, or whatever it is in any given situation. It's not actually something that most people that I'd talk to know about, because it's, I never really found a good, I guess, a good spot to like interject and be like, oh, this is a weird part about me. So it ends up being almost like this thing for me that I don't share with people, not because of any other reason. Like, I've never found it's hard for me to find a good spot to like interject with something like that, if that makes sense.
No, I'm with you 100%. And I realize speaking, the one thing I've learned, doing this show is that nugget, and I think everyone has a different nugget, is once you figure out that you're trying to reconcile it with it, how do I bring it up? How do I promote it? How do I do whatever? That becomes like the core. It becomes like not the hook, but people kind of gravitate to that. And my experience was, because I used to weigh 375 pounds, and I've since lost 175 pounds, and I have my own little journey or whatever, I was afraid to say it because I wasn't famous. I wasn't Dr. Phil. I wasn't Billy Blanks or whatever. But then when I was just being more open about what happened, I hate using the J word, but the journey, I think that was kind of the hook there for me. So yeah, man, lean into it, baby. You only got one life. What's the point of being meek, baby? Let's do it.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, once I get to know people and I spend more time around them, it almost inevitably comes up. It's like, oh, well, I can't do that. Or, you know, I can't drive you to this event, or I'm taking an Uber to there. So it's like, it will eventually come up with people, but it is just like, for me, it's always been like that. Do I like shake their hand and tell them, or like, when do I bring this up, and how do
Oh,
I,
yeah. Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, it's just like a weird, it's like a, I don't know. I've always been the kind of person that hasn't want, like, I don't want people to look at me differently. Yeah. Mm-hmm. From like the days of back in school. Like, I never would. And it's been like it's not like I can't do certain like all things. So it's not like it's been a huge issue, but I've never wanted to be the kid, the student who had to sit in a certain place or had to ask a question to write that bigger, or can you write that in a different color so it stands out better? Or I've always been the person that feels like, if I can just like grind through this and get through this the same way that the other kids are doing, yeah, I'll feel like I deserve to be here too, if that makes sense.
Well, that's definitely a way to look at it. Just be treat like the normal guys and watch me win. And winning is what you're doing. I mean, you're out there having, you're an expert in your field. You have the podcast going. What's next? I mean, what do you want to build now into your empire as we move on?
I'm actually working on several different things within the fitness and bodybuilding community. I'm working on a website right now. And when my partner, you know, my creative partner hears this, hopefully I've already told him by then, but I haven't actually been able to work out for like the last month, and who knows, maybe a couple more weeks, because I've been dealing with a little bit of pancreatitis. So I've been busy on my creative projects even more. So I'm working on a website that I can actually function. So that's going to be a big part of it. I'm trying to create a really unique experience on this website. Something that I started called the Coach's Corner, to where, I don't know if you're familiar with it, maybe when you tried to start getting into fitness, there's a million trainers, there's a million coaches, especially nowadays with social media. So what I've tried to do is create a space called the Coach's Corner for quality, qualified coaches to come together on the website, kind of be like a marketing tool for them, a way to promote themselves. They get, you know, certain benefits. They get to be on the website, on social media, and be on the podcast, come together, let's talk coaching. So that's one of my ventures right now, is kind of building the two brands, you know, together like that. And then just expanding, just trying to talk to more and more people. It's weird in the podcasting world, mm-hmm, because I've talked to actually someone who is probably one of the most achieved bodybuilders in the game right now today, 6-time Miss Figure Olympia, Cindy Gillian. She's like one of the best really women to ever do it. And I still feel like, what can we do next? Like, what guests can we get on next? How can we continue to provide crazy information for people? And like you said, just kind of almost build an empire of content and of being a resource. That's my biggest thing, is like, how can we be a resource to the community?
Yeah, absolutely. Coaches and trainers and empowering others. But quick question. What's been the favorite weight room you've trained in? Like where was that?
A lot of people are going to hate me for this that are within the bodybuilding community if they hear this, or within, you know, just regular gym culture maybe if they hear this. But my favorite gym I've ever worked out in, it's called Alpha Land, and it's in Houston, Texas.
Okay.
It's an event called Summer Shredding that we went to last year with the podcast. And the energy there and the just the gym itself, first of all, is like, it's called the Disney World of Fitness. So you can only imagine like what this place is like. But
wait, so the people are hating it because it's too big? Like, I don't understand. What makes it?
It has a little bit of like an influencer vibe to it because so many influencers go there. So many influencers work out there.
Oh, I get it.
Like they'll move to Houston to be a part of this gym because you can, you know, create so much content, be around other influencers. But it's if you have the chance to go to it and you possibly have any negative feelings towards it, just go and experience it. The energy is like nothing else that I've ever experienced. I mean, when I say energy, I don't throw that around like, oh, that person has good energy or this or that and the other. That's not something like I talk about very often, but you can feel the energy in this place. Like it's real. And that gym is just, it's so unique. It has an indoor section, an outdoor section, and, you know, a section that is indoor but completely opens up, you know, like a garage almost, but more high tech, I guess. It's just, yeah. It's so cool. I don't know. That would just be, you know, highly recommended for anybody in the world of fitness.
Not that specifically, because I mean, and here in LA we have like Muscle Beach, which is on a smaller scale. But yeah, it's always cool to be in a space or a city or a town where people are doing what you're doing, and that's the focus, because you can like basically shed the part of you trying hard to go upstream and to be with other people who are working on a craft. So that's pretty awesome. I never even heard of Alpha Land. It's on my radar now. Check it out over there in Houston. But yeah, I can't thank you enough for being on New Amsterdam Radio. We had a couple questions for you before we write this down, because I know you're a busy man and I know I have more research to look up after this and gyms and all that stuff. But you know, for creators, I always ask, do you believe in days off? And if so, what do you do on your day off?
It's funny you mentioned that, because recently, like I said, I've been on an extended day off for about almost a month now. Day off, if you will, because of this pancreatitis or whatever I'm dealing with. Who knows what it is? They don't know. But yes, days off are very important. You know, I can't emphasize enough to people who are new, whether it be in fitness, entrepreneurship, the way I see it, if you know, throw it back to fitness, the way when you're working out, when you're lifting weights, you're not actually building anything. You're actually tearing everything down. You know, you're breaking that muscle tissue. The same is almost a little bit true with creating something in business. Like you're working on it and you're building it, but what you're also doing is like tearing yourself down from a mental perspective. So you have to have that time to let the muscle, let the creative, juices recharge. You know, you have to have that time, or else everything that you think you're working so hard on will only turn out to be, you know, a tenth of what it could be or less realistically. And you're only going to be in a worse position if you don't take a little bit of time to recharge, recover, and just enjoy life too. You know, you can enjoy the journey and enjoy the workouts, but have a little, you know, unsanctioned fun every once in a while and just go out to eat and go on a vacation and not worry about working out, or take a few days off from the business. It's not going anywhere, you know. Don't be afraid to take those days.
Well, speaking of rest and recovery, what is your least favorite muscle group to work on?
My least favorite in terms of pain is definitely any like quad motion. So squatting, leg press, those are always the most painful. So
yeah,
I enjoy them from like when I get done, it's such a satisfying feeling knowing like you just wrecked yourself. And like, I don't know, if you understand it, you understand it. If you don't, you don't. But probably my least favorite in terms of like gratification would probably be the opposite, the hamstrings, because I don't feel like, even though I work them hard and I can, you know, I can feel how tired I am and fatigued, I don't really feel the same in terms of like, oh, that was I can see like how great I look now after that. So it's a little bit different if you know which perspective you're coming from, but least and most favorite being legs, I guess.
There you go. Don't skip leg day. So are you a Star Wars person or a Star Trek person?
Star Wars.
Hands down. What's your favorite movie, I guess? Because like 12 of them now, right?
Yeah. I'm going to say, and people might hate me for this again, I don't know, but the third movie, Revenge of the Sith, is my favorite movie.
Whoa! I think.
In terms of like action, in terms of like truly the... because I feel like, actually, I just watched 4 and 5 yesterday, or the day before, and I like the story, but to me, I'm a huge just like lightsaber Jedi. We need fights. We need duels. We need all that kind of stuff. So that's why 3 is my favorite, because you get that the most.
Wow. 3 is something that almost nobody says, but I respect that.
And if you haven't checked out the actual shows of Star Wars, like Star Wars Rebels and Star Wars Clone Wars, those are really good shows. Like if you're into Star Wars at all, you'll really enjoy those.
Actually, I will be honest with you, full disclosure, I've seen 2 of the movies, so I am not... Don't come at me, bro. Okay.
Nobody else that I know except my friend likes Star Wars. So like, I get it.
Oh, it's funny because like, you know, every sports team in town here in LA has Star Wars nights and everyone's giving away Grogu, Mandalorian stuff. So it's a big deal. To me, it was a bus I missed and I had no qualms catching up. I got one more for you. This one's kind of a classic one for someone in your line of work. What is your favorite cheat meal, good sir?
My favorite cheat meal, oh man, it's so hard because there's so many great foods out there. And some people love the sweets. Some people love the sushi's a huge one nowadays. I don't even know if I have one, but I would say some of my top foods. It's going to sound crazy and silly, but cereal's one of my favorite ones. love a good bowl of cereal that turns into a box of cereal.
Yeah.
Any kind of like steak. Burger. I'm all about red meat. I love red meat. So, sure. You know, just load me up on that. And then I do like my fair share of apple pie. So,
okay. Yeah.
Yeah, apple pie is a classic. Right there.
Apple pie, cereal, and steak. I can't knock that. Daniel, thanks so much for being on the show, man. If anyone is listening right now and they want to get to know you, check out your podcast and follow you online, how to go about doing that?
Yeah, so if you want to follow me, basically what I'm doing is The Weight Room. So just search at The Weight Room on pretty much any social media platform. Our website will be, I guess it'll be out by the time this goes up. So weightroompodcast.com, you can find us there with all our links. And go check out the show. And if you're a coach, you want to be a part of the Coach's Corner, let me know. There's a contact form there. You can get in touch.
Thanks so much for listening to New Amsterdam Radio. Learn more about the show at newamsterdam.com. That's KNEW Amsterdam.com. Until next time, this city is yours.